Rashida Tlaib reportedly ignores reporters asking her about falsely blaming Israel for Gaza hospital blast. By Joshua Kaplan on October 18, 2023. Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME, reportedly ignored journalists on Capitol Hill Wednesday pressing the congresswoman about her now-debunked statement blaming Israel for the deadly blast at a Gaza hospital that killed hundreds of Palestinians. Initial reports, derived from the Hamas terrorist group and media organizations operating within its jurisdiction, claimed the strike on Gaza City's Al-Ali Baptist Hospital was carried out by Israel. Related video, exclusive video. Pro-Palestinian insurrectionists occupy Federal House Office Building in Washington, D.C. As the reports spread across the web, Tlaib brushed to social media to condemn Israel. Israel just bombed the Baptist hospital, killing 500 Palestinians. Doctors, children, patients, just like that, the far-left lawmaker wrote on X. At POTUS, this is what happens when you refuse to facilitate a ceasefire and help de-escalate. Your war and destruction only approach has opened my eyes and many Palestinian Americans and Muslims Americans like me. We will remember where you stood. Meanwhile, the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, launched an investigation into the explosion and swiftly concluded the hospital had been hit by a Palestinian rocket by the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, PIJ. Later, IDF spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Reis Jonathan Conricus took to CNN to further elaborate on Israel's findings, which absolved the Jewish state from wrongdoing. Watch, pro-Palestinian protesters clash with cops, try to climb barriers outside White House. President Joe Biden, while in Israel showing solidarity with the Jewish state, said Israel is not responsible for the bombing, and cited data presented to him by the Pentagon. Based on the information we have seen today, it appears the result of an errant rocket fired by a terrorist group in Gaza, Biden added. When confronted about her false accusation targeting Israel by Punchbowl's Max Cohen and National Review's John McCormack, Tlaib simply ignored their questions and rushed into a waiting vehicle.